Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. As it was in the beginning. Our first reading today is the very familiar opening of the book of Genesis. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. The King James translation uses the phrase, "Spirit of God moved," which is a far more direct reference to the Holy Spirit at work in creation. I find it almost impossible to hear the opening of Genesis without also hearing the opening of the Gospel according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It goes on very clearly to point out the Word's role in creation. It was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. And finally states very clearly, "And the Word became flesh and lived among us." God, the Word, and the breath of God. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The work of creation is the work of the Trinity, as it was in the beginning, is now. Now, how do we experience the Trinity now? That question brings to mind the old saying about good art. I can't tell you what it is, but I know it when I see it. I cannot clearly articulate how I experience the Trinity, and I certainly cannot tell you how you do. Where do we see the Father today? Where do we find the Son in our world? How does the Spirit speak to us and uphold us in our present time? I must admit, trying to focus on the Trinity this week has been hard. Over and over again today, our reading from Genesis tells us God saw that it was good. But lately, it's been hard to see the good. All week, we have been barraged with images of and news stories that range from enraging to deeply saddening and disheartening. It brings to mind the verse from Psalm 42. "My tears have been my food day and night, while all day long they say to me, 'Where now is your God?'" So where do we find the Trinity today? Where is now our God? We can still find the glory of the Father in all of creation. That part is relatively easy, particularly at this time of year when new life is blossoming forth all around us. The psalmist states, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork." And of course, there is the well-known hymn, "All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all." And finally, God created humankind in God's image. Each and every one of us is created in the image of God. But where do we find the Son? In our gospel reading today, Jesus instructs the apostles to go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Let us look at our baptismal covenant. It involves a series of questions. These past weeks, I have heard the last question referenced frequently. Perhaps we need to hear it more. Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? This is Trinity Sunday, so of course we note the first three questions. Do you believe in God the Father? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit? We will answer these questions in a few minutes in the Apostles' Creed. But the key question for me, which answers my question, where do we find the Son now, is, will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Where will we find the Son now? Where do we find Christ? In all persons. Everyone we meet was created in the image of God. Everyone we meet contains the image of Christ. Jesus may not just walk up to us on the sidewalk and say hi, but if he did, would we recognize him? We are asked to seek him. Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons? And in the answer, we find the need for the Holy Spirit. I will with God's help. Through the Holy Spirit, we receive the grace, the help we need to recognize Christ in the world today. When we listen, when we hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people, when we open our hearts to the Holy Spirit, we will be able to see and serve Christ in all people. The last time I preached, the readings were about the destruction of the temple and the building of a new heaven and new earth. Today, the world around us seems in disarray. There is talk of the new normal. Change should be a positive thing. We must change for the better. But it can be frightening. If we can live into our baptismal covenant, it is far less frightening. The apostles' world was also in complete disarray. They had witnessed the horror of the crucifixion, then the joy of the resurrection. And in today's gospel reading, Jesus is leaving them again. More change and uncertainty. But Jesus leaves the apostles and us with a strong reassurance. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. In the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Will be forever. This concluding affirmation is one of faith and hope, a faith and hope firmly rooted in the final words of Jesus in today's gospel reading. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.